Farmers will get some help with repairs and cleanup after Katrina. Hello, everyone, and thanks for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, the devastation is endless in Louisiana and Mississippi in the aftermath of Katrina, but slowly relief is working its way to where it's needed. In farm country, where livestock and row crop operations have been damaged or destroyed, there is assistance that farmers can utilize. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
As President Bush has said several times in the aftermath of Katrina,
we have a responsibility to help clean up this mess.
And from the viewpoint of farmers, ranchers, and dairy operators in the area hit by Katrina,
what we got to do immediately is to try to get the emergency conservation going.
Willie Cooper is Louisiana State Director of USDA's Farm Service Agency. In times like this, the emergency conservation program can help farmers quite a lot, as it did this past year in Florida. And Cooper told us that under that program,
we can assist farmers in removing debris from farmland, restoring fences around pasture and cropland because there's lots of trees on them. There is some shaping and grading that possible or structure repairs.
It will take a while to assess all of the needs for this kind of work, but Willie Cooper says Congress will probably have to appropriate a lot more money for the emergency conservation program. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, county farm bureaus hundreds and thousands of miles away from Hurricane Katrina damage are being innovative and creative in organizing relief efforts for their fellow farmers. In Santa Barbara County Farm Bureau in California, they're setting up Operation Southern Comfort to raise funds specifically to help farmer and rancher survivors. And the Tennessee and American Farm Bureaus are urging their members to donate to established charities like the Red Cross or America's Second Harvest Food Bank. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.